Item number three, 2013 adopted budget amendment 1C004 from the Director of Benefits, Department of Human Resources, submitting an informational report on behalf of the Employees Benefits Work Group addressing the feasibility of implementing on-site health clinics for Milwaukee County employees. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Hanchek, welcome.
Good morning. I'm Matt Hanchek, the Director of Employee Benefits. What I'd like to do with the committee's permission is just very briefly summarize this report, and then I'm happy to address any questions that you may have for me. In the 2013 budget, the Employee Benefits Work Group was directed to assess the feasibility of an on-site medical clinic for our employees and return to the group in the June cycle with, or to the committee in the June cycle with an assessment of the feasibility and a plan for implementation if deemed appropriate. In this case, we've reviewed it, and while there's definitely a case to be made for a long-term improvement in overall population health, and under the right circumstances, an on-site clinic can be a very effective tool for slowing the rate of inflation in healthcare. We unfortunately do not have the right circumstances for it. We have a few challenges to us in terms of geography, with the locations of our employees being spread over multiple places, with them not necessarily coinciding with the home locations to try to draw dependents into those locations. But perhaps the biggest issue with this is that we have a rather unique obligation towards our retirees that very much limits our ability to create an incentive to bring employees in. Effectively, for a clinic to be effective, we would have to make the use of the clinic either more affordable or more convenient than the alternatives available to employees and their dependents. And without the ability to create a meaningful incentive program due to our obligation to retirees, the prospects of creating that tipping point in utilization are relatively slim. Frankly, in my professional opinion, it just does not look like a good fit at this time. If there are any questions about anything of the specific details of the analysis, I'm happy to address them.
Thank you for your report. I found this to be really sort of well-written and easy to understand, so I appreciate it. Thank you. Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, given what Mr. Hanchek just said, at this time this would not be a good fit for Milwaukee County. I'm going to move to receive and place this on file so that fellow board members can receive their information.
Any other discussion? Supervisor Stamper?
Yeah, I also want to commend him on the report. Thank you for the research. I was one of the interested parties in this resolution, so thank you.
Mr. Hanchek always, I think, gives very good information, and I support the motion to receive and place on file because we did discuss this during budget, kind of looking at this for a budgetary savings. I think this is a report that tells us this is not the way to go, and just hopefully so we don't repeat this next budget cycle, this report is very helpful. So I support that, and I hope we don't see it for the budget cycle on reductions for health care by doing something similar next year.
Supervisor Vaughn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to thank you for creating the report. And I wanted to ask you about the soft savings portion, where it's hard to determine what those savings can be. You looked at several different models, and it looks like the model that was closest to us was another governmental agency?
Chairman, supervisors, I'll address the first question regarding what I categorized as soft savings. Generally, proponents or advocates for on-site clinics will cite in their analysis of the return on investment things that don't happen. For example, a reduction in the number of visits that employees may make to an emergency room or an urgent care center, because in the on-site care setting, a clinician is able to spend more time with them, perhaps, than in your typical private practice clinic may. Well, there's certainly some validity to that. When you analyze it, you can sometimes show a correlation between a decrease in the number of ER visits, but you can't show a cause or prove cause. And it's very difficult to predict whether or not any of those savings will actually materialize. Mm-hmm. So they're worth noting and considering, but they're not so firm that you can rely upon them in a budget process.
Right.
The second question, I believe, was regarding the models that I evaluated.
So you looked at the Lands End, the Cyrus Brewing?
Correct. And we included a number of case studies in the report that related to the county situation in varying ways and showed some clinics that were successful and clinics that weren't quite as successful. One of them that I paid particular attention to was the attempt to install a clinic that's ongoing with Waukesha County. They seemed a very good comparison to us. But upon analysis, one, their retiree obligation is very limited. They only are required to cover 300 retirees, and they have no obligation to offer the same network or same plan coverage or design to those retirees, which is very different than us. And they do effectively have not only all of their employees in one location for the most part, but they also have three other entities in within a block of that location that are also going in on the project. So they had some advantages that, frankly, we just don't.
Right. And thank you. A lot of that information helped a lot, and I even looked at where employees live in the county and where they also work in the county, too, and looking at that correlation and trying to look at the feasibility of doing creating a clinic to create these savings. One thing I just want to note is that every governmental agency is struggling with health care, and I think the more that we can really dive into this problem and think long term, the better. And this would be a tough route to go, but I appreciate you for creating the information to see the feasibility of going in that direction. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further? If not, can you take the roll on the motion to receive and place on file?
Supervisor Schmidt?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.